Before I Formed You. Chapter 4. A Prayer Through Tears. Not every woman who faces an impossible moment is a slave or a fugitive. Some of them are simply broken. Hannah was a married woman. She had a husband who loved her. She had a home. By every outward measure, her life should have been enough. But there was one thing missing, and it consumed her. She couldn't have children. In Hannah's world, barrenness was more than a personal sorrow. It was a public shame. A woman's value was measured in large part by the children she bore, and Hannah had none. To make matters worse, her husband Elkanah had a second wife, Peninnah, who had children and never let Hannah forget it. Her rival, however, would provoke her bitterly to irritate her, because the Lord had closed her womb. 1 Samuel 1, verse 6. Year after year, not once. Not occasionally. Year after year, Peninnah twisted the knife, and Hannah had no answer for it because the thing Peninnah was mocking her for was true. Her womb was empty. And the scripture says plainly that it was the Lord who had closed it. That is a hard thing to sit with. Hannah's barrenness was not a medical condition. The text blames on nature or chance. The scripture says God closed her womb. Whatever his reasons, and the text does not explain them, Hannah was living in a pain that God himself had allowed. You may know something about that. You may be sitting in a place, right now, where the pain you're carrying feels like something God allowed to happen. But here is what Hannah did with her pain. She didn't swallow it. She didn't pretend it wasn't there. She didn't put on a brave face and tell everyone she was fine. She went to the tabernacle, the place where God's presence dwelt, and she poured it all out. She, greatly distressed, prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. 1 Samuel 1, verse 10. She wept bitterly. The text doesn't soften it. She was not composed. She was not dignified. She was a woman in agony, standing before God with nothing to offer except her honesty. And she made a vow. O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. 1 Samuel 1, verse 11. She is asking God for a son and promising to give him back. That is a woman who understands that the child does not belong to her. The child belongs to God. She is asking to be the vessel, to carry him, to nurse him, to love him for as long as God allows, and then to release him into God's purposes. The priest Eli saw her praying and thought she was drunk because her lips were moving, but no sound was coming out. 1 Samuel 1, verse 13. Even in her most desperate moment, the people around her misread her completely. They saw a woman who looked out of control. God saw a woman who was more honest than anyone else in the room. Go in peace, Eli told her, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him. 1 Samuel 1, verse 17. And God did. Hannah conceived and bore a son, and she named him Samuel, a name that sounds like the Hebrew for heard by God. Because that is what happened. God heard her. And Hannah kept her promise. When Samuel was weaned, she brought him to the tabernacle and left him there to serve the Lord for the rest of his life. 1 Samuel 1, verses 24 through 28. She let him go not because she didn't love him, but because she loved God more than she loved her own grip on the thing she had wanted most. Then Hannah prayed again. And this time, her prayer was not tears. It was a song. My heart exults in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord. There is no one holy like the Lord. Indeed, there is no one besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 and 2. And then she said this. He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with nobles and inherit a seat of honor. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he set the world on them. 1 Samuel 2, verse 8. He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap. Hannah knew what it felt like to be in the dust. She knew what it felt like to be mocked, to feel empty, to wonder if God had forgotten her. And she stood up after all of it and declared that God lifts the lowly. The boy she gave back to God became the prophet Samuel, the man who anointed both Saul and David as kings over Israel. He was the voice of God to an entire nation during one of the most critical periods in its history. None of that happens without Hannah. None of that happens without her tears, her honesty, her willingness to give back what God had given her. Hannah's prayer was silent and messy and desperate, and God heard every word of it. Your prayers don't have to be polished. They don't have to be eloquent. They don't even have to be out loud. God heard Hannah when no one else could. And the child you are carrying, like Samuel, has a purpose that you may never fully see. Hannah didn't get to watch Samuel anoint kings. She didn't get to see the full reach of what her son would become. She simply trusted that the God who heard her prayer would also keep his purposes for the child she carried. You don't have to see the whole plan. You just have to know that there is one who does. He heard Hannah. He hears you.